Sam Johnston is becoming a well-known name in Orillia's arts community. The blues, old-school country, and folk singer-songwriter was honored recently as the top emerging artist at the 3rd Annual Orillia Regional Arts and Heritage Awards. The 23-year-old Oro Medonte native who goes by T, his stage name Sammy, is currently studying community music at Wilfrid Laurier University. Her music journey began in grade 8 when she decided she wanted to learn the guitar. I was always playing to myself, and then about 3 years ago I decided to go to the Brownstone open mic with my friend Taylor, Johnston explained. It got me comfortable on stage. At first it was hard to get on stage and perform. Before the open mic I literally wouldn't even play in front of my mom. My first time on stage one stopped halfway through the song because I was so scared, she admitted. After a lot of persistence, Johnston ended up being the host of the open mic. Unfortunately, the popular bar where Johnston began her performing career is now permanently closed, but she has continued performing at various venues around Simcoe County. It's always so fun. I'm happy to play any show I'm able to play. So, I'm right where I want to be right now in my career, she said. Johnston says being honored by the Orillia and District Arts Council and the Orillia Museum of Art and History with an award that recognizes an individual who is launching a career in the arts, means the world to her. Being born and raised here in Orillia, it's pretty cool and it means a lot, she said. A lot of other towns might not put the time and energy into doing an award show like that. I'm lucky to be somewhere where everyone is cheering me on, everyone is happy for me, and people are happy to come see me play and mentor me. Johnston says the award motivates her to make the community proud. She aims to give back to the community with her music career while also remembering forgotten women from music history. There are a lot of famous songs that were written by women in the 1930s, and they were usually black women. They were not paid or given any recognition for those songs. I've been enjoying finding those songs and covering them as a way to give a shout-out to them, Johnston said. People tell me that I have a powerful voice and they feel moved when they listen to me. I try to be emotional in my songs and when I perform so I can connect with my audience. So, when I give those shout-outs to forgotten women in music history, I think people really like it. Johnston's biggest show of her career so far was the Roots North Music Festival, and she is hopeful that she will see bigger stages and venues as her career grows. I would love to be able to play shows for a living and sustain myself on that. I definitely want to create more albums and explore where I can take my creativity to connect with people, she said. I have 1 year left of school, and with whatever downtime I have, I'm hoping to continue writing songs and expand my set list. After that, I'm hoping to take time for myself to really focus on being creative and booking more shows. This feature appears each Monday. If you have an idea for someone who should be profiled in this space, send your suggestion to dave@orilliamatters.com.